Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 9 of Hi, I'm Katie, the podcast. We're going to do something a little different today. I am not going to draw a topic out of the jar because it's almost my birthday. This is my special birthday episode, and today I am joined by a friend who is only a week younger than me, so I thought he would be a good guest for this special birthday episode. Please, everyone, welcome my friend Ron. Say hi, Ron.
Hi, Ron.
Thanks again for doing this. So.
Yeah, no problem.
Birthdays. How do you feel about them?
When I was a kid, obviously, I liked them, but, you know, now that I'm pushing 40, I'm not as big of a fan, but, you know, it's still a nice, it's still at least a slight difference in the day-to-day routine, you know?
Yeah, I get that. I don't remember ever being really into my birthday. I feel like my mom is going to text me as soon as she hears this and be like, yes, you were. But I've always kind of hated large gatherings. I didn't have friends as a child. I don't say that so that people will pity me. I just didn't hang out with children when I was a child myself. Yeah. I've never learned to roller skate or ride a bike or do anything on wheels or anything necessarily fun. My birthday's in the summer, so school wasn't in session. I couldn't, like, bring cupcakes, you know, to class and have everyone in class over. So I think being a summer kid makes a difference. So, I don't know. We always just went to my grandma's house, and she would always make something that as a child I hated. Sorry, my mom, but it was called dump cake. I don't know what, I don't really know what it was, but it had a lot of fruit in it. I think it's like a pound cake or something, and you dump like cherries and pineapples and like nuts in it. I hated that cake as a kid. As an adult, I crave it. I'm like, man, I would love to have some of Mama's dump cake, but as a kid, that's not what you want. I wanted like something with, you know, Rainbow Bright on it. Like, I wanted the cake from the store that had, like, icing. So, I just remember being, like, hot and sad and not liking my cake.
Yeah, hot and sticky and sweaty. Summer birthdays are a whole thing, and I think that does take a lot of the fun out of it. Because, like, you know, as a kid, you know, I would eat cake and ice cream or whatever, but even back then it was like, you know, ice cream is not great in the summer. Ice cream is not great when it's like 97 degrees.
Yes.
And with 80% humidity, you know.
Because then it's just soup.
Yeah. And you always feel, even back then I would feel worse after I ate a bowl of ice cream, like in the heat.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right. We're both lactose uncomfortable. And even back then, yeah, I just, all that sugar and dairy at once, and it's like, yeah, 100 degrees outside, it's not a good combo.
I will say this, though. I, as a kid, had some great cakes that my aunt made. My aunt is one of those people that's real crafty.
Hmm.
So, like, when I was a kid, if I wanted a cake that, you know, had a character on it, she could basically draw the character on the cake and make it look like the thing it was supposed to be. So, like, my first cake as a child was, like, a Cookie Monster cake. And it was, like, it looked like Cookie Monster, like, eating a cookie on the cake.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, and I had a particularly great, and I still remember this one, like it was yesterday, I had a great He-Man cake. Because it was, like, Castle Grayskull in the background and He-Man and Skeletor fighting, like, in the middle of the cake.
Wow. That sounds really cool. I loved He-Man. I have an older brother, and we had, like, the castles and all the dolls. I had She-Ra, you know, and, like, her horse. So, oh, I mean, yeah. I'm totally into He-Man, too. I would have loved that cake, yeah. I feel like my mom is going to get... My mom's going to get mad and send me all these pictures. Like, look, here's you with a She-Ra cake. Do you not remember?
Yeah, but that's always the risk, I think, that, you know, somebody's going to correct you. But at the same time, it's like, it doesn't matter if you don't remember it, because that's, you know, it's your memory.
It's true, yeah. Like, I can't help what I remember, but I guess... I recently read in a book that the human brain is hardwired to remember negative and scary things. So that's why we've all worked retail. That's why when you know, work at a big box store, you're like, I had the worst day. All of my customers were in a terrible mood. Like, every customer came in and was just yelling at me. And blah, blah, blah. And really only one person, one or two probably, gave you a hard time that day. And like 100 were nice to you. But you are just like, people are the worst.
I was lucky when I worked at a big box store, because I worked in the liquor store department, the party department. So everybody who came by was in a good mood or about to be in a good mood, or had to shake so bad that they
I was going to say, I'm really surprised. I mean, I see your point, but I'm really surprised that you didn't have, because I've also seen some curmudgeons, ornery, as we say, people in the liquor store.
I had some great people. Like, there was this guy who would come in every, every afternoon at like 3 o'clock and buy like a pint of vodka, and he was always like in the best mood, because he was a painter, so he would come in like smelling like paint and like covered in paint. But he was like, this was like, my day is over, I've got cash in my pocket, I'm having a good time.
Yeah, there's nothing like that hard labor, you know, you've worked and sweat all day, and then you get to relax with your cool drink. Yeah. So yeah, I can see where he was in a good mood. What did you ever have, like, I mean, you have kind of a summer birthday too. Probably when you were a kid, school still didn't start. I mean, school starts in like July nowadays. But
no, I definitely had a summer birthday, because most of my birthdays were celebrated in wherever we were on vacation.
That's interesting. So you had travel birthdays.
I had a lot of birthdays in hotels.
Wow.
In Daytona Beach, Florida, and Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
So it's just you and your family, like in the hotel room, they would...
Well, it would be, like, the extended family. It would be, like, my parents and my aunt and uncle, and usually my cousin and her son.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, how did your aunt get you this cake? But your aunt was there.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we would always get the hotel suite that had the kitchenette or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, like, if we were on the road, then she could make it happen.
That's so cool.
When I got older... Yeah, or when I got older, it was more like just make a cake, and it didn't have to have any kind of cool decorations on it, as long as it was like, you know, yellow cake with chocolate icing or whatever.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Huh, that's really, we didn't really travel much as a kid, so I don't remember ever having a birthday when I was traveling. I feel like they were all just at my house or my grandma's house. Did you ever have like a skating rink or a bowling alley or something like that?
No, I'm a lot like you in that I didn't have friends or anything, so I didn't really do any of the, I could never roller skate anyway, so yeah. I was never like roller skater, bowling alley kind of thing, that was never me.
Huh. Does having a summer birthday make you less likely to have, like, friends and learn how to skate? Because we can't have our friends over anyway, does it make us, like, less social?
I could see that.
Maybe.
I think that definitely has something to do with it, for sure, because you miss out on that, you know, if it was your birthday, you'd have to be the person in the head of the line and class and all that stuff, and I never got to do any of that stuff, hardly.
Yeah. I was always jealous of, you know, the kids with birthdays in, like, March or whatever, and they're bringing cupcakes for the whole class, and they're getting balloons and, like, presents sent to them every few minutes, and they just have all these, like, presents on their desk. Yeah, I think. And it just makes us bitter watching them, and so then we just don't have friends. Now that I have a sample size of two people... and I guess we'll ask Holly, too, about, yeah, what happens, what happens to summer babies? Are they bitter and friendless?
I can guarantee you that Holly also was bitter and friendless.
Yeah, I feel like I don't need to ask about that. We love her. Because she's one of us.
All right.
Now we have friends. We're not.
True, we have each other.
Yeah.
We found
the other bitter, friendless, sarcastic summer babies and befriended them. I'm really going to go down a Google rabbit hole about personality differences in summer babies later. What else was I going to ask you? What's a birthday present that you remember getting that is just like, I'll remember this forever?
Oh, man. You say that, and now I don't remember any of them. I remember more birthday presents, I think, than birthday presents. A lot of that's probably because, like I said, my birthday is usually, you know, on the road. So
I was going to say, if you're traveling, it's kind of hard for your parents to get, like, a big, like, gaming system or bike or puppy or whatever, you know.
Right, yeah. I think I did get a bike on my birthday, at least once. But I don't think, I think it was not... It was one of the birthdays where we weren't traveling in August, but we'd gone earlier in the year for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure I've gotten at least one blank, but all the big stuff was always at Christmas.
Huh.
For me. Game systems and cool, the really cool toys, all that stuff was really Christmas time and not my birthday.
I remember some big birthdays for me. So I did get a bike for my birthday. I think I was, I don't know, around 6 or 7. It had training wheels. It was pink. And obviously this is summertime in the South, and it rains a lot. Usually in the summertime you get those big, like, summer storms, and we also have these trees that drop what we call gumballs. Maybe everyone calls them that. There's these little spiny seed pods. And the street I lived on was lined with those. And so we're about to find out why I never learned how to ride a bike. So I got this bike. And of course I'm wearing a tank top and shorts, you know, because it's 100 degrees outside. And I think it had rained the day before. And I go out and, you know, I've been doing pretty good with my training wheels. And my dad finally took the training wheels off and let me go. And I hit a gumball on the damp street, and I slid. I fell over, and I just slid in my shorts and my tank top and just basically skinned, like, half my body.
Oh, ow.
Yeah. I remember just sliding and having, like, all these scrapes on my arm and leg, and I just didn't get on the bike again. So...
That's understand.
Yeah. I did try again when I was older. I was a teenager, and my brother was trying to teach me. And I ran into a parked car. And I also almost went off a ravine, because the brakes on the bike didn't work, and we came to this dead end in our neighborhood that kind of falls off, and my brother actually had to jump off of his bike and grab onto the back of my bike.
Oh wow!
And I was like, I don't know, maybe 16 or 17, maybe somewhere in there, so. Anyway, that was definitely the last time. I was like, listen, I just don't think this is going to work out. So, and my biggest birthday present, though, definitely my best that I remember was my first cat. Her name was Tumbles. She was a little tuxy. The neighbor's cat down the street had had kittens, and I had been begging my dad for one. And, for my 7th birthday, so I think the bike was 6, and for my 7th birthday, I got Tumbles.
That's a pretty good birthday gift, I think, for a cat-loving child.
She was the best. I did dress her up in doll clothes. And, I mean, she did hiss at me sometimes, like, I tried to be sweet to her in my child way. But she lived a long time. I think she was like 18 or 19 when she passed. So I was an adult. I was married when she passed away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, she lived to be a grumpy old lady. It was sweet.
Yeah, I had a friend in college who had a cat that was 23.
Wow.
Yeah, it was the oldest, raggediest cat I've ever seen.
Yeah, they're towards the end. Yeah.
Her name was Peanut Butter.
Oh.
I think she had like 3 teeth left. mostly Peanut Butter was a decoration in the house that occasionally moved.
Yeah. Oh, bless her heart.
But, you know, when you're 145 years old or whatever in human years.
Say. She's like 200 years old in human years. Yeah, because I think we looked it up and Tumbles was like 80. So, yeah. Wow. Congrats to Peanut Butter. That's amazing. I wish all of my pets would live to be really old, of course. I'm always like, you know, never die.
We're lucky that our most senior citizen cat, who is 16 or 17 at this point.
Yes. Because
he just went to the vet and got a clean bill of health. So he's in great shape, and his heart sounds good, and his digestion is good, and he's as active as he's ever been, which is to say not a lot.
Yeah. I have known him since he was a baby.
Oh, that's right. You know him.
Yeah. My mom found him and rescued him.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Found him at a cemetery. With his...
And
siblings that unfortunately didn't make it, but yeah. And then Holly gave him a home and became his mom.
And then she gave him a stepfather many years later.
Well, yeah, I guess that is a stepdad. I'm like, you're his only dad. Stepdad makes it sound like there was another dad before you, but yeah. Here's dad. You're just his adopted dad.
Yeah. I am at this point.
You're the only dad he's ever known. That's, you know.
He's not my favorite, but we don't tell him that.
Yeah. Yeah. I do try to cover their ears when I'm talking about which one is not my favorite that day. But sometimes I'm straight up like, you are not my favorite today.
Yeah, he's been running and hiding at night when I try, when it's time to put him up and let the other ones out, because we have three cats.
Oh, yeah.
They don't all get along. Two of them get along okay, and I think that the senior would get along with the middle cat, but the senior cat and the young cat fight like cats.
Right? That, I mean, that's just gonna happen. So, when Tumbles was, I think she was around 10, we got a kitten. My brother found a kitten. And that did not go well. And that also caused a huge personality change in Tumbles. She ended up hiding and hissing more. And she was just grumpy until the end of her days because of that cat. So, yeah.
Yeah, he's not, it hasn't really changed his personality any, but he's, you know, he runs and tries to hide and hisses at the other dude.
I can understand if, like, what, you know, 80-something-year-old do you know that wants to hang out with, like, a 15-year-old?
That's a good point. That's a really good point, actually.
I'm almost 40, and they're almost intolerable to me already. I'm already like, oh, kids. Get off my lawn.
I'm sure I'll get there at some point with my own child.
Yes, I was going to say, you have your own. I just have nieces and nephews, but you have one that you are raising and that will live in your house. And will slam doors in your face.
Yeah.
Soon.
But I'm hoping that because I'm dad and not mom, I'll get to avoid some of that.
Yeah. I mean, my dad, the way my dad's job is, he was gone for a month and home for a month. So he wasn't there for a lot of it. My mom was a part-time single mom. So she did bear the brunt of, and moms in general, you know, probably get the most of it from us. Sorry, Mom. She knows. We've talked it over. I think once I became 19 and moved out to the dorms and stuff, and it was like my first year with no parents, I think I called her crying one day, just like, I'm so sorry for everything. I was a nightmare, and I didn't mean it.
I think at a certain point, everyone has that conversation with their parents, where they're like, hey, man, I'm really sorry about, you know, 12 through 19.
Right, exactly. Those are the exact, yeah, it's like 11 or 12 through like 19. Really sorry about all of that. This has become a different topic, a different show.
I don't know. It ties back to birthdays because, you know, you kind of age out of, it's a thing you kind of age out of. Like, you kind of age, or at least I aged out of, like, a big birthday celebration or even the urge to do anything for my birthday.
What was the age that you think you were like, I don't really care?
Like, 12, 13. I had mostly checked out at that point.
I think I was older. I mean, even though as a child I was just like, whatever, because we're just gonna go eat dump cake at Mama's. I think once I became a teenager, I was a little more excited about it because maybe I, you know, my boyfriend was gonna take me out on a date, or I was gonna go somewhere with my friends. Like, I think one year I went to Lilith Fair in Nashville.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, saw Natalie Merchant and Sarah McLachlan for the two people that are going to know who who they are now. And, I mean, that lets you know how old I really am. Yeah, so there were some birthdays where, you know, I would have kind of a, it was never like right on my birthday, but I would have, you know, like a nice dinner or a big event as a teenager. But then I think, yeah, once I was in my 20s, ever since I've been married, you know, people will be like, oh, what did Jason do for your birthday? Nothing. My birthday request is always like, let me pick the restaurant and we'll go out for a nice dinner, you know. Let's go eat. And that's either going to be ramen or sushi. I'll tell you right now, sometimes tacos, but it's either ramen or sushi.
I think that's the key to a good, like, adult birthday is that you get to pick the restaurant.
So right now we're sad. This year, this year's birthday crisis is back in the spring. I saw this cake at a chain bakery here in the city, and it looks like a bunny. And it's like a vanilla coconut cake with strawberries on it, and it looks like a bunny rabbit. And I was like, yes, I want that cake for my birthday. And I told Jason, and he was like, okay, I'll make sure to order one. They don't make those in the summer. That was a springtime, like Easter thing.
Oh.
I was like, oh, why? No. Coconut strawberry cake is good year round. Those are very summery flavors to me.
Yeah.
And a bunny is a year-round cute thing.
Yeah, they don't disappear.
And I know, you know. Like they're still around in the summer. They don't just come out at Easter. Anyway, I was really bummed. And Jason reminded me that this may be my last birthday in the city. And he said you should get, you know, something from a local bakery that you really love that you can't get anywhere else. And so I was like, yeah, okay, my favorite is Magnolia Bakery. I'm just going to go out there and say it. I feel like every New Yorker, you have to eventually state what bakery team you're on. And I'm on the Magnolia team. So I was like, yeah, maybe I'll get a cake from Magnolia. I looked at their flavors. I picked out two that I really wanted. And we were going to, obviously, it's just the two of us that we're going to try to eat this whole cake that feeds 9 to 12 people. But we were like, that's nothing. We'll finish it in the weekend. I wanted Linden or Hummingbird, and they do not make those right now. So
oh,
we're just going to go and see what they have that day, and I'll just get some cupcakes. It's fine. I mean, I love their cupcakes. It's fine. But just the idea that I was going to get like a whole cake for me. Because we're at a time where, like, most of my favorite restaurants are still closed or have closed their doors for good. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really go out for a nice meal. I don't want to eat in the gutter. So. I don't know. But I can pop in and get some cupcakes. It'll be fine. Do you remember a birthday that you just hated? Do you remember a birthday that you were just miserable? Or like your cake was just gross and you didn't get any good presents?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. Probably the birthday when I was, in my early to mid-20s, I think probably 23, because I was in graduate school and I was miserable. I didn't like my graduate program. I didn't like where I was going to school.
Mm-hmm.
I had been rejected for scholarship, like a TA position. I'd been rejected for that kind of work scholarship thing that they would do where they would pay for your graduate school and you would work for the school. And I had broken up with my college girlfriend.
Mm.
And I was at that stage where I was either going to, give up on, not that I was particularly attached to my college girlfriend or whatever that tells you about me, but it was more the point of the thing. It was more like, this is my birthday.
Yeah.
And here I was and here I was in this graduate class I didn't really like, you know, surrounded by people who were, like, not paying to be there because they were all, you know, much smarter and better at academia than I was.
Mm.
And it was like it was the birthday where I was like, all right, I'm going to have to get up and go enter the real world and get a real job.
Yeah.
And I did, like, 6 months later.
Yeah, I was also miserable during grad school, I think. And I hated my program and I hated where I was going. I think that's probably a common theme with a lot of people. But I don't remember that as being, like, my worst birthday. And I think it's like you were trying to say, like, all of these things would bum me out normally, but then the fact that they're happening on my birthday just is like, all of this stuff, and it's my birthday, and it just makes you, it just makes you more pouty. But I think the worst one that I remember, and I'm going to say this, and I know he listens, I love my cousin now. We're adults, and we have a good relationship. But imagine being, I don't know, 16 or 17, and you had made plans with your friends. You were going to go to a friend's house and, like, eat Oreos and bagel bites and watch scary movies or something all night. But you got roped into babysitting instead, and you had to cancel your plans. And I think I remember that as just being...
Oh.
And, like, because, like, my parents and my aunt and uncle were going out doing something that night. So there's a festival that happens. There's a music festival that happens my birthday weekend every year in my hometown. As an adult, I'm over it, and I understand and appreciate what this man did for music. But definitely as a kid and a teen, I hated that festival because I could not go to my favorite restaurants. I could not make plans with anyone because this festival was just taking over the whole town, you know? So, I hated that it was always on the same weekend as my birthday weekend. So, yeah, I think I just, like, cried and was probably pouty and too mean to my little cousin and babysat him. I'm sorry if you remember that I was just grumpy about my birthday. Anyway. So what are you planning to do for your birthday coming up? Your pandemic birthday.
Oh boy. I have not made any plans. My wife and I shared the same birthday. We usually would just go out to eat at a place we liked. You know, a place that was one of the first places I took her when she first came to town here. We would go back to that particular place and get a meal or something and just, you know, have a relatively quiet night or, you know,
yeah.
Now that we've got a 16-month-old child. I believe her birthday last year, I just got takeout and brought it home from that place.
I was going to say, if you can still order maybe delivery or something from that place, and you can get a cupcake and stick a candle in it. I think it's so cute that you two have the same birthday, too. To me, that would be really fun.
It helps, you know, me remember our collective birthday.
That's true. You're never going to get in trouble for that.
And if I do, it's because I forgot my own birthday or okay. I don't know what day it is.
Yes. Okay, so literally every single year, it's not that I forget my birthday. Like, if you ask me what's my birthday, I'm going to say it to you. But I don't realize that day when I wake up is my birthday. You know?
Yeah.
Or that it's even, I always forget that it's my birthday. But today, I actually thought it was my birthday. And it's not. It's still a day away. But I woke up, and like all of my friends were texting me, and I was just, and about stuff. You're like, oh, my dog did this, and look at this cute goat on the internet and stuff. And I was kind of a little bit like, wow, you know, they're messaging me and not even saying happy birthday. Guess they forgot, you know. And my father-in-law messaged me, and he was like, happy birthday, Eve, you know. And I was like, thank you. But in my head, I was like, it is my birthday. But then I said something to Jason. He was like, you know, did you want to put in an order for a cake from a different bakery or something? And I was like, it's too late now. And he was like, what day do you think it is? I was like, oh, oops. But I mean, especially during this time, I have no idea what day it is. So, whatever. But yeah, I was going to ask if you ever forget your own birthday.
All the time.
Yeah. Because if you're not going to, if you don't really, like, celebrate it or care, then you know, you have no reason to pay attention.
And I'm usually at work on my birthday anyway, so.
Well, right, yeah, as an adult, it's not like you know, it's not like it's a holiday and you take off and you go, you know, it's your normal day. You wake up and you usually work or just do whatever. Yep,
yeah,
I feel you.
That's just how it goes.
Are you at all, like, sad about aging, or are you, like, looking forward to it?
I won't say I'm looking forward to it, but, you know, it beats the alternative, you know. I miss having all of my hair.
That's
and I miss not having joint pain.
And I was going to say, yeah, the back and knee pain for me. I feel like I just woke up sometime around, like, my 36th birthday. And, like, my back and knee has just hurt ever since, just for no reason.
Oh, I'm an old pro when it comes to back pain, but the knee pain that I've started to get here in the last, like, 6 months is a new one that I could be happy without.
Yeah. There's definitely certain things that kind of bum me out about aging. Like, you know, I see pictures of me or I catch myself in the mirror sometimes. I'm like, whoa, who is that? You know? It's like, wow, that's me. I'm old. And yeah, the joint pain and stiffness. But at the same time, I've always kind of been excited. I'm really excited to be like 60 or 70. I want all the gray hair and just the wrinkles and stuff, because I think I have felt that old for a long time on the inside. I just want to be, I don't know, that wise old woman. And I won't have children, and so, you know, kids will probably come and ring my doorbell and run away. I'll be known as, like, the scary old witch lady. I'll have a lot of cats. I'm just kind of ready. That's kind of the life I've envisioned for myself, and I'm just excited about getting there.
Yeah, it's like, don't let your dreams be dreams.
Exactly. I feel like that's when I can really shine. That's when I can be my true self, you know, fully, and just embrace that life. And so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. I don't, you know, I've actually never really realized that I would want to live to be old one day. But now that I do want to live to be old, I wish I'd taken much better care of myself.
Isn't that is the truth? Yeah, I think I for a time was like, oh, just like, please let me, you know, fall over right when I hit 70. Like, but I mean, now that I'm almost 40 and my parents are almost 70, they don't seem that old to me. I don't seem that old. And I, you know, I feel bad about ever thinking that, and I'm like, no, everyone should live to be like 100. I don't know. And if you're right, like, I think if you have a better attitude about aging, they've done a lot of studies, but I've seen it in real life too. People who have a good attitude about aging age better, you know, they age more gracefully, so.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with aging. I'm, you know, I've never been Mr. Excitement anyway, so I would just probably be doing the same things I'm doing now in 20 years.
See, that's the thing is, like, when I was young, there was all this pressure, like, people would kind of tease me about, like, why do you, you know, sit at home and knit and watch Doctor Who or whatever? Like, that's my idea of a party. That's what, you know, that's really fun. And so now that I'm older, there's not that pressure. It's totally fine and normal for me to be at home knitting, watching whatever.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of staying home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and yeah, like, now about taking care of yourself, like, I think my only kind of panic about aging is starting to hit me in these final years of my 30s. I'm starting to be like, wow, I don't have much time to get this together. And, like, I downloaded a yoga app and I'm, you know, starting to do, like, some meatless Mondays and maybe even Wednesdays and things like that. Like, definitely trying to incorporate more salads. To be honest, I kind of hate salad, but trying to get more of those, some more smoothies, more vitamins, more yoga, things like that.
Yeah,
do what I can.
More chicken, less red meat.
Yeah, exactly. Cut back on my weekday sugar indulgences and things. Yeah. Like, live your life. I mean, me and a friend were saying the other day, like, I would definitely rather eat all the donuts I want and then, you know, die around 80 than to, like, stop eating donuts and live to be 100. But,
right.
You know, you
at
just...
At a certain point, to decide.
Yeah.
Like, if it's worth it.
Yeah, you want to have some joy in life. And I don't believe in, like, denying yourself things and being really strict and stuff. It's just not me. But, yeah, everything in moderation. Because even my body is starting to tell me, like, you can't eat that anymore. You cannot eat this and feel okay. And I'm like, yeah, you're right.
I'm lucky in that I can still eat pretty much whatever food thing I want. But I've never had a huge sweet tooth. I was more of a salt tooth. And
yeah.
Especially a spice tooth.
Yeah.
I'm a big spicy guy.
I've also had been more of a salty tooth, salty crunchy, but that's the thing, is not really being a sweets person, and I think now aging is like, yeah, you definitely, like, I was telling Holly that I, for some reason, bought myself a bottled Frappuccino at the drugstore and decided I could drink that this afternoon, and just no. I can't drink that. I loved them in high school, but I mean, honestly, it's been probably that long since I've had one. Like, college, probably haven't had one since I was in my 20s, and yeah, definitely can't do that. Like, a few years ago, I think I ordered a birthday cake martini at a restaurant on my birthday, and, like, literally two sips, I was like, ugh. This is not for me.
I used to drink, like, a whole pot of coffee a day.
Yes, yes, I also have to cut back on my coffee. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I used to be, that's the only thing I've really cut out is I've cut out, like, sugar sodas, and I've cut significantly back on coffee to the point where I don't even really have it every week. And I used to also get, like, energy drinks like Red Bull and Monster and stuff, and I can't really do those anymore either. Or rather, I know that I shouldn't do those.
Right. Yeah, even if you can get it down. Like, I was really craving a soda. I cannot finish a soda usually, but sometimes I'm really craving one. And even if I make myself drink the whole thing, I just feel sick afterwards. Like, I get a headache, and I just feel sick. Yeah, it's bad. Well, I can't think of anything else I want to ask you about birthdays. I think we've covered the highs and lows and ended on a somewhat depressing note. I think we both have a good attitude about aging. It's fine.
You know, I think any birthday you're above ground is a good one.
That is exactly right. That's, yes, agreed. Well, thank you so much, Ron, for joining us. I hope you and Holly enjoy your birthdays.
I'm sure we will.
Pet all your kitty cats and give your little baby a hug.
I sure will.
All right. Thanks, Ron. Take care.
Okay.